When Texas began testing high school athletes for performance-enhancing drugs in 2007, one official boasted, "We're going to test more kids than the NCAA and the Olympics." $10 million later, Texas is considering discontinuing the program after the first 19,000 tests caught only 9 steroid users. Don Hooten of the Taylor Hooten Foundation joins me now. Don, let's begin by talking about how you got involved in the issue of steroid abuse.
Well, the way we got started, and this was the hard way, our youngest son, Taylor, was a high school baseball player, 16 years old. His coach told him he needed to get bigger to improve his chances of making the varsity team in his senior year. And unbeknownst to the coach, when Taylor went back to the dugout, half of the boys on Taylor's baseball team were using anabolic steroids. And the long and short of it is Taylor began injecting himself with 2 different kinds of anabolic steroids, and 7 months later he died. And as parents, we were shocked to find out how dangerous these drugs can be, but probably even more shocked to find out how many kids across this country are, even today, playing with these drugs.
The Texas plan for testing students for steroid use has been criticized as at once too expensive and also, curiously enough, inadequate in that students aren't tested for a lot of the particular steroids they may be using. Is that legitimate criticism?
Yes, it is. I was a big supporter of this bill and worked with the lieutenant governor at the time. At one level, it's worth whatever dollars are required to put a program in place from where I sit. But if the program isn't implemented properly, what happens is what we've seen in Texas. You wind up defeating the purpose of the program because nobody tested positive.
Well, let me play devil's advocate on that one. Given how few students have tested positive, what's the evidence that high school athletes are using steroids in large numbers?
Well, let me refer you to the most recent numbers that we have, which was a study done by the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. It was published last summer, and it is one of a series of studies that peg the usage rate amongst the general high school population nationally at 7% of the total high school population. And you put on top of that something we didn't test for, which is human growth hormone. We've got 11% of our high school students nationally that admit that they've used human growth hormone. So kids or athletes in general find the tests pretty easy to beat. One thing you might do, go on the computer and type in the words, how to beat a steroid test, and I think you will be overwhelmed with the number of products and instructions that are available to pass one of these tests, even under the best of circumstances.
Well, given the situation that you've described, what should Texas and by extension other states learn from the program in Texas?
What we need to learn is the only real weapon that we have in our arsenal is education. But sadly, 85% of our children nationally report that they've never had an adult, no coach, no teacher, no parent, no one. I mean, we talk to them about heroin and marijuana and alcohol, but we are investing minimal resources in teaching our kids why they need to be staying away from this junk.
If a coach says to a youngster, 15, 16-year-old kid, you need to get bigger and stronger, is the kid necessarily going to hear that as, I got to get some steroids?
No.
Is that still where we are?
No, I don't. And I'm glad you brought that back up, because I don't mean to infer that the coaches are encouraging the kids to use these drugs. I'm sure we've got some out there that are doing it, but that's the exception to the rule. But when we do coaches training, we try to explain to the coaches that, you know, when old guys like me were in school, when you're told to get bigger and faster and stronger, the only things at your disposal were mashed potatoes and green beans and eating some more roast beef that mom is giving you. But the reality is today, these kids have easy access to illegal drugs and substances that can be very, very harmful to their health and their mental well-being in both the short and the long term.
Travis Tigert, the head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, was quoted last week as saying it's a joke that Texans are willing to spend $60 million on a single high school football stadium, but they don't want to spend a fraction of that on protecting the health and safety of their athletes. That stadium is just down the road from you, as I understand it. So I'm wondering how you feel about Mr. Tigert's assessment of the situation there.
Oh, I completely agree with him. Somehow, our, you know, leaders just can't figure out how to come up with the funds to wrestle a problem like this, but we don't blink an eye at providing bigger and better facilities. Travis Tigert's right. We've got our priorities in this country upside down when it comes to our kids.
I can't help but wonder if building a $60 million high school stadium is in some way saying to kids, hey, you know, this game you're playing is important enough so that you ought to do anything you have to do to get better to play it.
Bill, I think you're exactly right. You're reading the cards properly. That is one of a number of messages. You know, just think about kids that are being asked when they're 10 or 11 to specialize. And at one level, it's great to encourage your kids, but combine that with a trip to the supplement store to convince them that there's a solution in a bottle that will make them better. I mean, I could go on and, you know, ad infinitum with all of the different crazy signals that we're sending our children, and a $60 million football stadium is an awful strong message about where our priorities are and what's important to mom and dad and the taxpayers in our communities.
Don, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.